Shop owners, especially those who run smaller businesses, are facing more and more challenges when it comes to theft. Isabella Day, who owns a jewelry shop called The Remarkable Goldsmiths in Dartmouth, has had £3,000 worth of stuff stolen in just 2 years. Even though she sells expensive things, Day doesn't want to lock her door because she wants her shop to feel welcoming. To try and stop theft, she's bought an alarm system, cameras, and a doorbell camera that records everything. The footage from the doorbell camera helped the police catch a thief who stole a necklace worth £685. Shoplifting is going up in the UK. In the year leading up to June 2023, there was a 25% increase in shoplifting cases in England and Wales. Shoplifting costs about £953 million in the UK and over $112 billion in the US. This makes it more expensive for shops to run, and they have to charge customers more money. Shops are trying different things to stop shoplifters, like giving money to the police for more surveillance, hiring undercover guards, and giving rewards to police officers. But for small businesses, these fancy ways of stopping theft can seem like a luxury, especially when times are tough. Tina McKenzie from the Federation of Small Businesses, FSB, says that small businesses often get targeted by criminals, but these crimes aren't always taken seriously. Lots of small business owners don't think that reporting crimes to the police will actually help catch the criminals. It's really important for small businesses to have a safe and stable environment. The Co-op, a shop in the UK, has done lots of things to stop theft, like having CCTV cameras, panic buttons, and communication headsets. They're also looking into using AI to watch self-service checkouts and spot when people are hiding things. But there isn't one perfect way to stop theft, and it might take a mix of guards and technology to do it. In the future, AI is going to be a big help in stopping theft. It could watch people using self-service checkouts and spot when they're hiding things, which would mean the police could get there quicker. But it's also important to deal with the reasons why people steal things, like addiction, so that we can have a society where businesses don't have to worry about theft all the time.